Alright guys, welcome to episode 125 of the PS3 Blackcast. I'm JCM. With us this week is Isley.
Yo.
And Miss Zaya.
Hello.
Hello, and here we are. This will be our first episode after E3. We tried to do one the Wednesday after the press conferences, but we weren't able to get it going. And then Saturday was just kind of a busy day for everybody. So here we are. So I'm sure this episode will be all about E3, since there wasn't any big releases that came out, you know, in the past 2 weeks. So we'll just talk about E3 this episode. I guess we'll start off with each of you. Isley, what did you think of I guess we'll talk about Sony's press conference. What do you think of Sony's press conference?
Really strong start, really strong finish. The middle just kind of lost some steam for me. Overall, a good conference, but probably one of the weaker ones at E3.
Like the Powers presentation for the TV show?
Yeah, that was pretty bad. I liked Nintendo and Microsoft's more than I liked Sony's. I still thought Sony's was good, though.
Mm-hmm.
They were all good. It was just Sony's was the lowest of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you, Zaya?
It's all right. I was watching it while I was at work, so I was kind of in and out. But I really enjoyed Nintendo's more. I just had more fun during it. But
I loved the reveal for Bloodborne.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool.
I almost died of happiness with it.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. Nintendo's the only one I didn't actually watch, just because I don't play anything Nintendo, so I don't really care. And I wasn't like writing about it, so there's no point for me to watch it. And I heard people liked it a lot in their opening and some of the stuff they did, but I did watch the majority of Microsoft's, because it was on in the AM, of course, and I was at work, and I watched some of it when I was on break, and I listened to some of it, and then I watched more of it later once it got posted on YouTube. Yeah, and I felt like they definitely learned a lesson from last year, because they were all about games, just doing all that. And then I felt like the Powers thing would have been fine, because I was trying to think, like, where else would you talk about the TV programming that you have coming? I mean, granted, E3 is more of a game show, but I guess you can wait till Gamescom or something. But
it, you know, it wasn't that it was horrible. It's just the middle section needed to go faster, and the speaker that, I mean, I hate to say it, but the speaker that came out for that portion was awful.
Yeah, the guy that had come out, I forget his name. I felt like they spent a little too long on it, and he maybe seemed a little too uncomfortable when he was up there.
He was a bad speaker, and they spent too long on it with a bad speaker. So really, all they needed to do to make it better was just kind of focus on something else for a little bit and not deal with him.
Yeah. Like, they could have talked about it for a little bit. That would have been fine. Like, he could have come out and talked about, hey, we have this show coming, we'll have more details for you later or something. Because, I mean, it's a cool... I like the idea that they're doing original programming, kind of like what Microsoft is doing as well. It's a cool idea. But yeah, they spent a little too long in it at the conference.
And I don't know. The shows that they had just didn't really sound that interesting. It would have been better if the original programming was something that was actually unique or, I don't know, somewhat exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, who knows? Maybe if this takes off and they get a lot of people that view it, which I'm sure they will, because there's a lot of people who are already... you know, Plus members, and Plus members get to watch it as part of their subscription. It'll be interesting to see what else they come up with. But it'd be cool if they... I like it if they did, like, you know how they're coming out with, like, the Ratchet & Clank movie and the Sly Cooper movie and all that stuff? Like, when they come out with those, it'd be cool if they did, like, if you're a Plus member or something, you can watch it on demand. Not on demand, but, you know, on the store, like, a couple weeks before it's actually in theaters or something, or have it day and date. You can watch it at your house instead of the movies.
Yeah, like, that'd be good.
Yeah, there's some places that do that in like the middle of the, or some services. I forget what TV programs do it, but there's some movies where they'll do that. They'll release them for home viewing the same day they come out, but they charge a pretty high amount. Like, it's not a typical rental. It's like like $20 or something, let's say, which if you're, you know, if you have a family, if you, you know, you, wife, husband, whatever, and you have kids, it's like, that's a better deal because you're not paying for the popcorn stuff at the movies and the movie ticket prices. But obviously for one person, it wouldn't be a good deal. But I know some places have done that in different parts of the country for certain movies. But yeah, I liked the conference. I thought it was good. It didn't feel like it had a particular theme or message in it, because it felt like they'd show games back to back that weren't necessarily like in the same genre, or you know, it was kind of like bouncing around between all these game reveals and trailers. Well, I remember and stuff
texting you during it because I thought the press conference was ending like 3 or 4 times, because they went from like games to indies to TV to indies to TV again, and it like jumped all over the place.
Yeah, they were all over it.
So I thought multiple times that, you know, the press conference was ending because they're like, and that's the last of the games, and then they'd go back to games later.
Mm-hmm.
Which, not saying it's a bad thing, it was just, it didn't have the polish that the other press conferences had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they've done that in the past, too, where they show games, they talk about something, then they talk about, like, Wonder Book for 20 minutes, and they go back to doing games and stuff.
Right, but they always have that really boring section in between that they just need to get rid of, because nobody cares about it.
Yeah, or at least trim it down or something, or just make it like a bullet point. Like,
yeah, instead of 20 minutes, 15 seconds. That's all I needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it was funny. Someone was talking about when the guy for Heroes. What's this superhero TV show again? Powers. There we go. When they were showing like concept art. So I was listening to a podcast and someone was saying, it's like, it's based off a comic. Just show the comic. That's the concept right there. You don't need to show concept art. But I thought that was really funny. Did you have a favorite? I mean, I'm assuming yours, Isley, would have been Bloodborne, your favorite reveal. But what about you, Zaya, at the Sony conference?
Little Big Planet.
Hell yeah.
It just like came out of nowhere. I was like, oh my god, I need a PS4 now just for this game.
I know. I remember rumors like back when, but I just kind of ignored them. Like I forgot about the rumors, and then all of a sudden it was like on stage. They didn't even come out. It's just bam, it's up on the screen, like the titles, and I was like, what? That was kind of weird.
I was so excited.
But I like
that was like the highlight of the conference for me, though. Like, oh my god, Little Big Planet! I'm so excited. Okay, it's over now. I need to go back to work.
They played it for a while. I like the depth of the levels, like how deep it is. Instead of just being 3 layers, I think they said it's 15 or 20 now or something like that. I gotta read it somewhere. But
and
it was
I
funny.
Like that there's like different ways that you can get through the levels depending on what character you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Of course, a lot of the stuff they showed, like it was a lot of it needed cooperation between, you know, multiple characters. So I'm curious, like, because obviously people who remember playing Little Planet and Little Planet 2, they'd have sections where there'd be a path, but it would say, like, Sackboy times 2 or Sackboy times 4. So in order to progress over there, you had to have 2 to 4 or 3 players.
Well,
so I'm wondering,
you could always beat the levels with just one person, but it was, like, some of the stickers and some of the hidden secrets you could only get with multiple people.
Exactly, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm curious, like, when they showed that level, the majority of the level they showed, like, for that demo, needed 2 characters to cooperate in order to, like, they have Toggle and what's the bird called?
Swoop,
yeah, like Swoop and Toggle seem to work together a lot. Like Toggle would get small and Swoop would pick him up and fly him somewhere, and then he'd get big and hit a switch to let everybody else go through. So I'm curious, like, how much of the levels will be designed for that co-op experience, because in LBP 1 and 2 it wasn't necessarily that much of the level. It's just a little segment. Like, you can play the whole thing just you perfectly fine and then play with someone else just to have a little more fun. But it seems like with these 4 unique characters they have, they might have to design the levels. I mean, I guess what they could do is just design it to where you can get through with any character all the way through, but shape it with different paths to where, you know, if you're Oddsock, you can just jump off, do a chimney sweeps, jumps off the walls, and like go some crazy path that no one else can go.
Well, they showed it pretty well in the demo where they had a small area you had to climb, and all 4 characters approached it differently.
Yeah.
The only thing I think will be tricky designing for is Swoop, because it seems like there won't be any platforming involved with him, so that's going to be a tricky character to make fun.
Yeah, it seems like he would just be like, you know, picking stuff up and dropping stuff, you know, to on switches or something, or maybe he can pick up like a gate from one end, like pull a string. But it'll be interesting to see what they do with that character. But yeah, that was a really cool reveal. I was like, oh sweet, and that comes out this year, which is cool. But I like the end of the demo when they're in the rocket and they couldn't get off because Toggle's big, and then everybody's making the faces, mm-hmm. and then he shrinks down. That was funny. But
oh, it's gonna be so great! I'm excited.
Yeah, I can't wait to play that.
So, are you gonna get a PS4 now?
I want to get the white Destiny bundle.
I kind of wish I got that one now.
It's like it comes out like 2 weeks before my birthday, so.
There you go.
That's perfect.
Tell Michael. You like get it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It comes out on PS3 as well, the Little Planet 3. It'd be interesting to see how different it looks. Like obviously Little Planet 2 and 1 still look great.
I can't imagine it'll look that different considering it's not like a processor intensive game, I guess. Maybe they have to cut out a few of the layers of the levels, but
mm-hmm. And maybe not as much detail like the stitching, like as you zoom in.
Yeah, I imagine it'll probably look like Little Big Planet 2.
Mm-hmm.
It just, I mean, they look great anyway, but.
I thought that was awesome how they said every created level and stuff between 1 and 2 will work in 3, and it'll be
that was pretty cool.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, that's great. That's the one thing I liked about LBP. It was like, you don't have to worry about losing all those levels. You can just keep playing them. Because there are a lot.
There are a lot of good ones, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although, I wonder how some of the levels are going to hold up now that you have different characters to traverse it. Because some of them were made specifically for Sackboy. Well, all of them were made for Sackboy.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
But, I mean, better to have them than not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, let's see, what else? Man, that, I noticed at the end, and I can't wait to see more of it, but that Uncharted trailer, like when it first showed his face, he looks like Oberyn from Game of Thrones.
Oh, don't say that.
I know. But when I saw him, I was like, he kind of looks like him. Like, I was like, he kind of looks like Oberyn. But and then, but yeah, man, that, and that was all like, you know, they tweeted, it's all, that was all the in-engine cutscene. I was like, oh, well, I want to see the gameplay. Like, the cutscene looks great, but I want to see how the game looks. But, man, there's a lot of detail in his face. That was ridiculous. Can't wait for that game. What else happened at E3? Oh,
did they show No Man's Sky at Sony's conference?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a game,
I can't remember what it was at, but oh my god, that game looks amazing.
Yeah, everybody's excited about that game, but they're still like they're excited, but they're cautiously optimistic, I guess.
Yeah, skeptically optimistic, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, they're like ambition versus reality, but yeah. We'll see how that game turns out.
That's gonna be so great. I want to go like pre-order it right now.
Yeah, I thought that was cool how they revealed that one game, Entwined, and it came out. That day.
Oh yeah, they were like, look at this pretty game, don't you want it, you can go buy it.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. That'd be cool to see more of that.
The only downside is the game kind of got bad reviews.
Yeah, some people, the controls I believe is what some of the stuff that people were complaining about. But and it's like they've done that stuff before too, like back when they first brought video to the PS3, they said, you know, we'll have X amount of movies and TV shows available, and this service will be available today. And that day, you're able to go on and rent movies and buy shows and stuff. So I like when they do stuff like that. I'm trying to think what else. Man, the Assassin's Creed Unity. That game looks gorgeous.
Am I weird? Like, I was disappointed that he didn't jump off the building. He just kind of, like, piddled down it. Like, why didn't you leap of faith off of that building?
I think is that they're showing that you no longer, to go down a building, you no longer have to just leap of faith off. Now you can parkour down, which is something I always thought was weird.
But it looks like it could be a fun game. The only thing, like, problem I had with it is it looks like you really need 4 friends in voice chat for it to be as enjoyable.
Yeah. Hmm.
It didn't look like it was one of those things where you could just play it with someone random and it would be as fun. It looked like you really needed people in voice chat to enjoy it.
To coordinate stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
like some of that stuff seemed like it was timed really closely.
Yeah. And I feel like if I was going to play multiplayer on Assassin's Creed, I would only play with people I knew.
Exactly.
And well, it's not like
you could get us two and then your evil cousin.
Yeah.
Evil cousin.
Evil cousin. But, yeah, and then we'd have mics anyways, and yeah, and it's not like those are special missions, like those co-op missions. It's not like the story and stuff like that. So, but
I was mildly interested. I also love the setting, so I think that'll be what gets me to play the game.
Mm-hmm. I like, dude, so many people in the crowd too, out of control. But I just love the way how it looks, like the parkour, this and everything is just more refined, which has always been one of those things about Assassin's Creed that kind of bothered me, but I got used to it. It was like one of those complaints people had about the game, like, oh, I hate, you know, you have this press one button to do everything, and how, you know, can ruin your free run, but I just got used to it playing all billion games of that there are. But yeah, now that there's more control in what you do, I thought that was really cool. They talked about that in an interview, how you can choose which direction you're going a little easier, and the game's a little more forgiving, I guess. But I do like the way how much smoother it looks.
A little less running up walls.
Mm-hmm, yeah, or a lamppost or something.
Yeah, hanging off the end of a lamppost. Like, yeah. What are you doing? Stop it. Get down.
Yeah, everybody's looking at you. The guard's looking at you. They're turning red. But yeah, that game looks. I like how, and they said like what, 1 in every 5 houses or buildings is you can walk through, like actually explore, not like the little shortcuts from AC3.
Yeah, I never used those in three. Could you do it in 4 too?
I never saw any in 4, because 4 never had any big.
Saw them, so I never used it, and I would run into them on accident, and I was trying to go up a building. I'm like, oh, that's a door I can go through apparently.
Yeah, they were okay. I didn't use them that much either. It'd be the same thing, kind of an accident, but I like how these buildings in Unity are at least, they're fleshed out. And I thought it was kind of cool, like the side quests you can get, like when you walk up, he walks up to that one woman, she's crying because I guess her husband got murdered, and it pops up saying like Bloodlines or whatever is the name of the quest, and you can investigate the murder. And like, I'm curious how that'll play out, like what you'll do. Like, I'm assuming you'll use Eagle Vision to follow footprints somewhere and find evidence, but these, like, little side quests you can do, I guess, seem like they're kind of cool. But I'm trying to think what else they showed. I saw
No Man's Sky.
Well, you talked about No Man's Sky, but we'll be interested to see how that turns out. Because I like it when they show him when he leaves the planet, he goes up into space, and then there's all those ships, and he just goes and flies down to an entirely different planet, and there's, like, no loading time.
Yeah, it's all generated as you play.
Yeah.
They showed The Order. Well, they showed the extended, or new, rather, gameplay footage of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With one of the half-breeds.
That actually got me a lot more interested in it. Mm-hmm. The slight horror aspect in occasional areas of it makes it much more interesting to me than just a third-person shooter.
Yeah, I was wondering when they're going to show more of that, because the original reveal trailer, it shows them all, like, fighting all the, like, werewolves and stuff, like, full-on versions of them, not the half-breeds like that one guy.
And, yeah, but it's a lot of action, the original reveal trailer.
Yeah, but they didn't show any more of that afterwards. They just showed just them fighting the, you know, humans and, like, the cover-based shooting with that. And then this is, like, since the reveal that I've actually showed them show, you know, some supernatural creature. And there was a lot of jumping back and forth. Granted, it was seamless, but between, you know, gameplay and then a quick cutscene and gameplay and cutscene. So I'm curious how much of the game is going to be like that. like, I'm assuming in certain sections that are very story focused, it might be gameplay cutscene, but I want to see more. Like, I'm curious what that balance is going to be, like the percentage of the game, like how much is cutscene and how much is gameplay.
I don't know. I was actually really impressed with that, though.
Oh yeah,
the transition really was like the seamless transition where it seems to be the exact same graphics.
Yeah,
and it just kind of pans over, and all of a sudden your HUD disappears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really impressive. I'm just aside from the very first, or not the very first, but one of the first combat bits they show, which still had some of those scenes. The one they showed at E3, that was a lot of you know, walking around exploring in a. Granted, it could be because he knew exactly where he was going, and I guess if I was playing it, I'd be exploring a little more and maybe going a little slower because that creepy atmosphere, but I'm curious how much of the game, like I said, is going to be cutscene versus gameplay, but I'm assuming it'll be a good balance.
Yeah, they had a good lineup. What'd you think of the indie sizzle reel they had?
They showed a new Fat Princess, but they didn't, like, it kind of just went by it, like you could hardly know it was there, but
I was thinking they showed a lot of interesting indie games, but I think they needed more than like 2 seconds each.
Yeah, I know.
Like that some of those actually caught my attention, and I wanted to see more than 2 seconds of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I couldn't even remember what most of them were called because it went by so quick.
Yeah, I remember more of the Devolver Digital stuff, but not that one. Little reel they had, like all I can remember from that is Fat Princess, just the sequel. But yeah, they had a lot of games. I was trying to think of if they revealed. No, they didn't really show. Like I said, aside from Bloodborne, and then they showed more Destiny. They showed that new Destiny trailer, of course, and then the alpha came out. That week, and I played the alpha, and they extended it like by a day, but I didn't play it the day after. I just played it for a couple days.
What did you think of the alpha?
I thought it was good.
It got me really excited about the game. Gameplay was so fluid and tight. I can't wait for it now.
Yeah, it didn't even occur to me that it wasn't at 60 frames, like, because I was enjoying the world and stuff.
Yeah.
Not that I'm a big, you know, 60 FPS guy. Like, I understand the argument, and I like it in a Twitch shooter, I guess, a super competitive shooter like Battlefield and Call of Duty. It makes sense, but in other games, it's like I don't really care, like, if a game's playable. And it was weird going around. It's like I want to go down a hallway, but they artificially block off that hall because it's a content they did that's not in the alpha.
Yeah, they've blocked off a lot of stuff.
I hope they kind of, I wish there was a better way to tell what armor, like, is better than other pieces of armor. Like, there's no real, like, I mean, it's like a Diablo system where there's, like, red and green arrows. Like, green arrows up mean this stat's better, red arrows down mean this stat's worse. Like, a better indication of this piece is better for you than that piece, not just, like, that, like, for weapons, it's like that base number. It's like, then I just have to scroll through each. Okay, what do I have equipped? Okay, it's 39. What's this one? Okay, 41. This one's 39. This one's 42. Okay, it's the 42 one. Like, I wish there was a better way to do it. One thing that they are doing, I don't think it was in the alpha, or maybe it was, but they talked about where if you do a dungeon, not a dungeon, but we'll call it a dungeon for the sake of argument, and there's like a piece of loot that drops and you don't pick it up. Oh yeah, no, it was in the alpha because it happened to me. If you don't pick up a piece of loot that drops from some enemy when you're exploring, that piece of loot gets mailed to you and you pick it back up at the hub. There was one point I missed something, I guess, and I went back to the hub world and I had something in my delivery box. And that's, I already picked cool. up everything out of it when I first played the game. And it's like, oh, and it tells you what you got it from. Where it was from, and it was just there. So if you miss something, it's forgiving. It's like, oh, well, we'll just pick it up and send it to you because you forgot to grab it.
Although that could get annoying when it sends you trash.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I wonder if there's settings that you can change for that to only set, like, parameters.
Well, I'm assuming you wouldn't keep rerunning dungeons that, you know, things that, events that don't drop stuff that are beneficial to you, I suppose.
Yeah, but in a loot-based game, you're always going to get gear that you don't want.
That's true. I guess there's some, but I think it's only like loot that drops from like the main boss that you kill in that for that particular mission that you're going for, not like loot that you miss from regular enemies.
No, that'd be convenient.
Yeah, because there's like when you see them on the ground, you can tell which like oh this is the better piece or this is the piece that dropped that was unique from things. So I think it's all that unique loot that drops, which should, like I said, it's really cool. And you can, if you don't want it, if it is something you don't want, you can just sell it right away and you get money. So I wouldn't mind if they still gave me the trash because then I could just exchange it for currency. And then I can use that to buy new stuff. But like I said, I kind of hope they implement a better system for telling what's better for you, especially when you're buying gear. Like that's the one thing I was like, okay, well, is this better? I can't. Like this is this color because it's got an ice power to it or whatever. It's like, and this is this color because it's got lightning to it. It's like, I just want a better indicator that this piece is better than that piece. But it was weird the way you navigate the menu that threw me off. Like I'm so used to like, oh, there's multiple buttons. Oh, I'll just hit the directional pad. Nope, that doesn't do anything. I move the cursor and it's like a mouse and it moves the entire thing. And I was like, what? It threw me off at first.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, it's got the cursor. A lot of people like the HUD, but I like the HUD and the UI is really good, but I think the cursor pickup thing is a little bit obnoxious for now. I hope they have different options for that.
Or just have both. Like, I can use the directional pad to, tab down, or I can use the analog stick to do the cursor thing. It didn't have that, multiple option during the alpha, so. But we'll see when the beta comes out. But yeah, I really, it was fun like running around and all of a sudden it was like, there's people near me, and I was like, whoa, these people came out of nowhere. And then I'm like, fighting stuff and the enemies respawn super fast. Like I was when I first started playing the alpha, I ran up and I, you go investigate this spot and I go up there and I kill these couple guys and it's like, oh, you leveled up or something. And like I was in my menu and I was in my menu for not that long and all of a sudden the enemies just bam, came back, and then I started getting attacked when I was in the menu. So I was like, "What?" And I killed him again. I was like, "Okay, well, I better not stand here because they're just gonna respawn." Which I guess makes sense because it's not an instance, so anybody can be there. So I guess if they want to assume that someone's gonna be right behind you, I guess that they'll fight those guys. But yeah, it was that was funny. But yeah, I enjoyed the alpha. Good times. Although I suffer from the thing where I don't want to. I'm glad the cap was only 8. I mean, even then, it still can take a while to get up to that cap. But I hate leveling up in an alpha or beta, and it's like, none of this matters, because I'm going to have to do it all over again. But that's why at one point I just ended up running around just exploring, not even caring anymore. I was just like, I just want to look at the world.
And then they block half of it off so you can't get anywhere.
Yeah. There's a one path you can take you that takes you to the first gameplay demo they had where they spawn outside the wall, and they wave to that one person and out there. Like you can get to that, but you have to take like this long path to get there. That was pretty cool. But yeah. It was fun. I'm trying to think of what else. What else did they show?
I had a list of everything, but it was so long ago that I don't know where it is now.
Oh man, I watched the 30 minutes of Metal Gear Solid 5 Phantom Pain gameplay. Oh, I can't wait to play that game. It looks so good. It's like the Peace Walker sequel I've been waiting for. The open world is out of control, and the fact that you can fold in anything almost is awesome. Get the
I
goats.
had no idea what was going on in that trailer. It seemed interesting,
So good. You never
but I
played
had
Peace
no
Walker,
idea
did
what
you?
was going on in their E3 trailer.
Did you play a Peace Walker?
I didn't play any of them, no.
Oh man.
The world is really confusing to jump into.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
guess. You should just watch the Escape from Mount Stupid Metal Gear that GameSpot has on their YouTube channel. Like if you just YouTube Escape from Mount Stupid Metal Gear, and they'll basically run you through Metal Gear 1 through 4 and get you caught up on everything.
Sounds
That
perfect for me.
It's a really funny series. They have one for It's funny. The guy that does that is a Danny O'Dwyer. He's a funny guy when he's on their podcast. But he does it for multiple games. Like, they did it for Metal Gear. They did it for Half-Life. They did it for after Metal Gear, like, it was, you know, super complicated story to explain. And he goes through it and he goes, oh, man, I can't imagine at next episode's going to be anything crazy. And I think it was something like Zelda, or I don't know, like, they did Escape from Mount Super Zelda or something. I think they did Halo as well. They did a lot, but that's a funny series.
Oh, what'd you think of the standalone DLC for Infamous?
That's really cool. And because I was wondering how they do DLC. I mean, so it's a prequel DLC technically, and I like how they're doing that same thing again, where you don't need the main game, just like Festival of Blood.
Yeah, I like that style.
Yeah, I like that. You have these people in the media who start going like, "Oh, if in order to play a woman in a video game, she has to have something bad happen to her in order for there to be a good story." Like, these people that write these articles about, you know, I understand the some people's arguments against, like, when Ubisoft says, oh, we can't do a female assassin because it takes a lot of coding, you know, and then
it's too hard.
Yeah, it's too hard. It's like, you had AC3 Liberation, like, you did it there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I understand when they write about them and make fun of them in articles, but when these people that just makes them like, oh, like, they do the same thing with male characters. They say, like, oh, a male character isn't interesting unless you have, or in order to have them have a story, a woman or female close to them has to die. And they talk about, like, Joel and Last of Us or these other characters. Like, oh, it's, you always have to put the women in danger in order for the men to go through some transformation or something. It was just these articles. It's like, yeah, okay, so some games do that, but not every game does that. It's like, boohoo. But I don't know, they just want the page views, I guess.
It just makes me think of, like, the super Tumblr feminists. It's mm-hmm. like they're spreading outside of Tumblr. Yeah. Everything has to be against women, and women have to fight for blah blah blah, and men are yucky, and just shut the fuck up. Men are yucky.
That is true, so.
I shower every day. I'm not always yucky.
But let's be honest. Like,
after workout, sure, yeah, pretty yucky. but I think that DLC is pretty cool. I can't wait to play. I'm curious how long it's going to be. And I'm assuming it'll end right when they break out at the beginning of the game.
Probably.
But
although it would be cool to see, I don't know. They'd have to figure out a way to bring it past that, but it would be interesting if they could somehow extend the storyline.
Yeah, I suppose, because it looks like you play, you know, up to where you accidentally, you know, spoilers. You didn't play Infamous Second Son, did you, Saya?
Mm-mm.
Okay, then I won't spoil anything. Anyways, there's a thing that happens with that character, and she talks about it in the game. So I'm assuming in the DLC, like, you'll probably play up to that point, and then to when she gets captured, and or who knows? Like, who knows how to play out? But I think it's really cool that they're doing that. Man, that Far Cry 4 trailer. I can't wait for Far Cry 4. So good.
I'm not like a huge fan of Far Cry, but I love that villain. He's awesome.
Yeah, Troy Baker too.
Yeah.
He's like,
he's so great. I want to play it just because the villain is good.
He's like, Troy Baker is in everything.
Stop the bus.
Yeah.
Shoot the bus. Stop the bus. Shoot the bus. Do they sound the same? There's complications. Oh, there was, huh? He just fucking stabs him in the neck.
Yeah. But so great. Like, it's just crazy. But he's like that weird, like, charismatic crazy.
Yeah, he's not as crazy. He's not like the Voss crazy. Like, Voss was really cool, but he was definitely very, he was crazy. Like, this guy's more like a, you know, he's got it together, but he's still out there.
He has like a crazy moment, then he just stands up and like brushes his hair back. He's like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Good. Moves on.
But man, that I love, and the fact that they do that gameplay thing where people can join you in co-op and they don't even need a copy of the game. That's
awesome. Pretty cool. I wonder if they'll implement that in other games.
I'm assuming that's got to be part of like either the Gaikai functionality or that feature that they haven't added in, I guess, where people can take over your game when you're streaming that they talked about back in the day. If it's part of that, you know, feature set. But I thought that was really cool. I was like, man, that's an awesome... I knew other games have done that. Didn't 3DS do something like that where you can give your friends, like, if they don't have it, but you can give them a portion of the game to where they can play with you?
I don't know if any 3DS games have that. They did on, like, the older DS games. I know
okay,
Mario
that's
Kart was, like, the best example of it. People could, like, download tracks and racers from your game.
Yeah.
And you could play with, like, 8 other people with one copy of the game, but they could only use, like, Yoshi or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And they're still downloading something. And this, it's going to be more like a streaming thing. Like, you're the server and they're just pinging you. But I thought that was really cool. I don't know how much I'll use it, but I like that idea. But man, I can't wait to play the game. I loved Far Cry 3. It was so good. I can't wait to play Far Cry 4. Oh, and it comes out this year too. I'm so excited. Man, that and Assassin's Creed. Dude, Rainbow Six Siege. That game.
That was an intense demo.
Yeah, that was...
That was kind really of a surprising demo.
Yeah, that was... Because I knew that they were reworking, or they said they were reworking Patriots back in the day, but they didn't say that they were scrapping it altogether and doing something entirely different. But yeah, that demo was awesome. I love the destructibility in that, and saying that it was just an alpha, I was like, whew, it's looking good.
What'd you think of the Batman trailer?
He's I'm not huge on the Batman games. I know they're good. I know people love them and they're good, and I've seen, like, I've watched the story, like the cutscenes on all of them, just to see what the story was like. But I don't really play any of them. But I was listening to some podcast that are talking about how the Batmobile, like, all of a sudden becomes like a tank and has all these guns. And they're asking, I think they said they were asking the developer, so you're shooting these bullets at these other tanks, but what about when you shoot people? And then it was something like, I don't know if they said it or it was a joke, like something about like, oh, well, then you switch to rubber bullets or something like that to stun them.
A giant tank shooting a huge rubber bullet.
Yeah, but and someone,
I think that might still kill someone.
Yeah, definitely would. Like, you can die from one of those beanbag shots.
You
as
can
well.
Die from a normal rubber bullet. So yep. A tank shooting one wouldn't really be any less lethal. A little bit more funny.
Yeah. Just paintballs. But yeah, it was good looking trailer. I like it was pretty cool how, like, open the world was. And when he floors it in the Batmobile and then he jumps out of it and flies up and glides him into the air. Like, that's pretty cool. Like, it was an impressive trailer. Someone was saying how mechanical his suit is. Which I guess, like, there's in the comics or some versions of the comics, like, he does go pretty mechanical with his suit. But, yeah, it was an impressive trailer. Trying to think of what I can't. Oh, the Dead Island 2 trailer was pretty interesting.
That was silly.
And it's a different developer too, which is why I'm really curious how it's going to turn out. Like, I had the Deep Silver name, but it's not Deep Silver because they're doing a Dying Light, but this one, I forget who it was. It's on the end slate, but when that trailer started, I was like, I knew it was a zombie game right away because he looks right at the bite on his arm and he covers it up. Mm-hmm. And but I was wondering, like, okay, what game is this? What game is this? And like, I had no idea it would be Dead Island 2. But I'll be interested to see how that game turns out. Try like Dead Island.
It was pretty obvious what type of game it was, but I was curious which game it was going to be.
Yeah, because I was thinking, I was like, well, there's no way this is Dead Island from Deep Silver because they're doing another game. Why would they do two zombie games back, you know, together? That seems kind of weird. But yeah, it's like, and then it was like, oh, it's this, but it's a different, you know, different developer entirely. I'm like, oh, okay. And granted, Dying Light is, you know, the whole parkour thing. Granted, it still has the crafting system, which is from Dead Island, Dead Island Riptide, but this one seems like it'll be a little more, you know, a little different. So I'm curious to see the gameplay and how it'll pan out in the end, and how different it'll be from the other games.
Did the first Dead Island have that kind of humor in it? Because I don't remember it being...
No. The first Dead Island trailer was extremely dark and serious. And it was like, which is funny because everybody thought, oh man, this game's going to be great. Because look how this, it was a great trailer. Like everybody loved the trailer during the reveal. But then the game came out and it was super like, you know, who do you voodoo, bitch? And it was like the Sam B character. And it was just, it didn't take itself all that seriously. But the trailer, like it was totally different from the trailer.
Right. Okay, like, yeah, I was curious because I don't remember it being anything like the trailer we saw at E3.
Yeah, but this one definitely seemed like it knew where it was going. Like, okay, we know what we're doing, so this the trailer's going to reflect what we're trying to do. But yeah, so it'll be nice to see what direction this new group goes. I'm curious, like, if that was some studio that they... Like, how they work that out. Like, how they go, oh, hey, yeah, you guys can do this. But, yeah, we'll see.
Then we got Abzu.
Abzu. Yeah, we'll have to...
I have no idea what that was.
Yeah.
It was wandering around in some water world. I think that's one of those games you have to play to understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see what happens there. I'm sure it'll be pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else was there?
The PlayStation TV.
Oh yeah, they're bringing the PS TV over, which I think I might get to put in my bedroom.
I want one.
It seems like it'd be pretty cool. But I mean, not that I play video games in my bedroom a whole lot, so I don't know if it'd necessarily be that useful in there, but... let's see... What else did they show? What else was at E3? I'm trying to remember. There's a lot of stuff. I don't know why. Man, so, like, I know they... The FF14 stuff when they announced the new class and job. Mm-hmm. And everybody... But I hated that everybody goes, oh, it's two new jobs. It's two new jobs. It's like, no. Because it's a class that unlocks the job. So that's one. To me.
Yeah, that was kind of dumb. That was basically not... one. And
yeah, it's not two.
I don't know why they showed both of them, because it's not like they promoted any of the other stuff, like any of the other sub jobs.
Yeah, it was weird because, like, oh, you play this, oh, and then there's this, and it's like, yeah, but one leads to the other. It's like, I don't consider Lancer and Dragoon two jobs. It's like, no, you use Lancer to unlock Dragoon. But,
yeah, because once you hit 30, you're never going to use your first job again.
Exactly. But, yeah, like my cousin was telling me how one time they were bored and they were doing a Leviathan Extreme or Hard Mode? I think Extreme. And they had done it a couple times, and then for shits and giggles, they did it as their class and not their job, just for fun.
Oh, yeah, we were going to do... Hard Mode Dungeons as classes.
Yeah. Me and my friends the other day, we totally glamored I glamored all my gear into the swimsuit, and then a couple of them glamored into swimsuits as well, because we're always used, anytime, it seems like anytime we roulette, and there's a Mithra tank, or whoever, typically it's a Mithra tank, they usually glamour their top into the bikini. Mm-hmm. Like, it never fails, and so I'm like, let's switch it up. Let's all glamour into our bikinis or our bathing suits. And then we go, and then we get a Mithra tank, but she's full on, like, full on gear, nothing glamoured. So it's like this Galka, the human, and Mantra, or, you know, the male Mithra's just all running around in our bikinis or our bathing suits. It looks really funny. But I took some funny screenshots of it. Man. I can't think much of anything. And we're going to wrap up soon anyway, because Isaiah's got to get ready for work soon, and I got to get some stuff going. Today's going to be a busy day. But I still haven't beat Watch Dogs. I play in a lot of, but all I end up doing is hacking people and hacking NPCs, so the people hack me, and I totally bust it. Like, people just aren't that good at at trying to hack, like sneak up on you. Like they're so bad. They assume your camera is facing the direction you're facing, but I always have it turned around because I'm always waiting for them. Oh, it's so good.
Or they like run into their hiding spot. And you're like, I saw you run there.
Yeah, it's like
I see you would like walked there and then just disappeared. I wouldn't have noticed.
Yeah, and the NPCs react to them too. So it's like when I hear an NPC going, "Hey, what the hell?" Like off in the distance, I know, okay, he's coming from that end. And yeah. Like my original favorite place was the baseball stadium. I would go inside, and it's the if you look at it from the map, like in the it's on the right side on the street. There's an ATM machine and you can't go inside, but there's a camera on the wall and two cameras on posts. And typically that's where I'd hack NPCs. When they call the bounty on me, I go to the ATM machine, hack the camera, and daisy chain to the other camera and watch for people to show up. And that's how, that's where I had started originally. And then, my new favorite spot is, did you do the mission where, I forget the Asian guy's name, but you have to invade, you have to go like to that construction site that's by the river? And you go inside and you get that guy. You have to find out where the witness is in the convoy. And he tells you it's like that. It's that big black guy, whatever. And he's like, he runs the whole construction site. He's like a mobster. Do you remember that mission? It's pretty early on.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that street, like where that construction site is, when you go back across the water, the place where you meet the Asian guy, when he's like in those couples like apartment and they're all like tied up up there. What I do is, because there's an ATM machine right there, I go down, I hack the PCs down the stairs, and then I run up and I jump up into that apartment because there's no way to get there. And so when people spawn in, they always spawn out on the road by the bridge, and so I can always see them come, and then I just shoot with my sniper rifle and they turn around the corner. It's so fun. I love killing someone before they even identify me. It's like it's got to piss them off so much. But I have so many videos that I have to put together. I just God, it's so funny. Man, and it was something weird was going on where like I was in that spot and I didn't hack the stoplight, but all the lights at the stop sign or at the stoplight were green, and like I'd be doing there hacking people, and like I might hear like car crashes, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? And I go back up out to the street, and like all the lights are green, and there's just a huge pileup of cars. I'm like, what is going on? I didn't do that.
I swear.
Yeah, it wasn't me. Like, did someone just tail me and do it? Like they're trying to do a tail mission. They just hack all my stuff. But I had someone who was like, I was trying to initiate a mission, and like right before it completes, it goes, sorry, you can't do this right now, it's unavailable, because someone was in my world hacking me. So I was like, all right, let's do this. But I love looking for people and trying to get them. So much fun.
Just see, I always get distracted like clearing the map and stuff. I don't even notice I'm doing it. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do like three main missions, that's what I'm gonna do today. And, like, I just end up wandering around and doing all the random side stuff. I don't even notice I'm doing it until, like, an hour and a half has passed and I haven't done any main story missions. I'm like, what did I just do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So bad about that.
It's so fun, though. Like, I had one. I went to this one little, like, it wasn't a main CTOS center, but it was, like, one of the little substations that you can hack. And it was, like, this one was... It was like, let's say it was like in a park, and it's up on this hill, and there's nothing around you. Like, you go up the hill, and it's this little substation, and you have to go inside this door, jump over a couple things, climb down in order to get it. And right as I'm hacking the box, I get interrupted because someone's invading me. And I was like, what the hell? And I'm like, there's nowhere to hide. We're on this thing on the top of a hill. There's no one else here. So he's in the same area, and I see him duck behind this, like, cinder block that I have to jump over to get back over. And I'm like, I know you're there, and he knows I know it. So I bust out my grenade launcher, and I start shooting the block next to him to try to get the splash damage. And, of course, he freaks out. But it's like, dude, you can't just come up here and hide. You got to run away. You have a minute before you have to initiate the download. But, man. And going AFK in that game is dangerous, too, because one time I was like, I have it recorded where I'm like, I'm talking to Flash about something, and I'm just staying by the highway, and we're like chit-chatting, and all of a sudden I get invaded, and like, oh fuck, I'm getting hacked, and like hop back on. And I, but he's like, because you have that whole minute to initiate, he's like pretty far away, so it gives him a lead time. I'm like, all right. But God, I love that hacking mechanic. It's so fun. But I don't know when I'll finish that game, because I keep like going back to FF and like doing my dailies, my roulettes, and then do other things, and then I go back and play some Watch Dogs. I'm like, oh, I gotta go back and play more FF.
But I know, I get sucked into Among Us too. I'm like, I'll go on and I'll just do my dailies. And then, like, as I'm doing them, people are like, come help us with this dungeon. Let's go fight Titan Extreme Mode. Let's go do this. And then it's like midnight. I'm like, crap, I gotta go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm never gonna finish that game.
Yeah. I said, gotta get that extra system so I can just play it while I'm logged in, not do anything, and that way, in case something happens, I can be like, because I tell them, I'm like, hey, I'm going to play this game, but if you're going to do something, just send me a message on the PSN, that way I know. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So is that all you've been playing recently is Watch Dogs?
Yeah, pretty much. We tried not to go too crazy during the Steam sale, because it just started.
Mm-hmm.
But I already bought like 4 games, so I need to play those.
That's how you do it.
Yeah. We bought the DLC to Don't Starve, but we're waiting for them to add multiplayer to it.
Yeah.
They said in the summer, but we don't know if that's next month or if that's August. And then, I don't know. I want to play it, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't mind playing that multiplayer, but I don't know anybody that has it on a PS4.
Well, now that Zaya is getting a PS4, we can play all of those games.
Yep. Resogun's only 2-player, right? It's not 3-player?
I don't know. I don't actually have Resogun.
I didn't even know it was more than 1-player.
Yeah, there's a DLC coming out to make LAN co-op as well, along with the ship editor that's coming out pretty soon. It's free DLC. But, that game's really fun.
Yeah, but I'm not getting my PS4 for, like, 3 more months.
Mm-hmm. It's all Destiny.
That's okay. When you get it, you can be like, fuck, guys, I finally got it. It's white and it's awesome.
And then we'll just all play Destiny.
It's white and it's already covered in cat hair.
All up in the fans.
What's worse, though, a black one with cat hair or a white one with cat hair? They're both pretty bad.
Depends on the color of cat hair.
I don't know at this point because I have white cat hair all over my black PS3, but I have a black cat. And he's got, like, little tufts of white on him. So he's just going to get all his black hair all over my white stuff.
So you can't win either way, is really what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny. Just got to keep the fan, like, facing the console. That way it just blows everything away from it, like, past it. Just, like, don't even worry about it.
I have a duster next to my, like, TV stand. I just dust it off, like, every day.
Yeah.
Aw, poor cat.
But, what have you been playing, Isley?
Not too much lately. Mostly just waiting for a new game to come out.
Mm-hmm.
I think the next big one I play will probably be Destiny, which I'm super excited about. But other than that, yeah, I'm kind of just waiting.
Haven't played any more, 14?
Not too much. Kind of taking a break from that right now.
Mm-hmm.
I started trying to platinum Dark Souls since I had some trophies to mop up, but that's not quite as exciting as a new game. Dark Souls trophies are kind of a pain in the ass. They're not exactly the fun ones that most other games have. Well, not most, but some other games have.
Yep.
I love, like, exploration trophies and, like, the trophies that are, like, get to the highest point here. And then Dark Souls has, like, collect all of this, and it takes, like, 4 playthroughs. They're awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun at all.
Nope. Alrighty, well, I guess that'll about wrap it up for this episode. That way, everybody get out of here on time. We need a secret word. Last time it was strawberry, apparently. I don't know why.
I had strawberry marshmallows.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. What should it be this time?
E3 2014.
Okay.
One word, or one sequence rather. No spaces.
No spaces? No, we gotta put a space in there. E3 2014. E3 space 2014. That'll be a secret word. And yeah, there we go. It's I'm sure we'll remember some more E3 stuff by next episode and be like, oh yeah, this thing. But
Grim Fandango.
Man, everybody cheered. When that happened, that was it's rare to hear
it
people
was a
like,
pretty funny reveal.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Oh, there's hair on that knuckle. Let's zoom out. Yeah.
It was a good reveal, and it'll be an interesting game to bring back. I wonder if they'll actually try to revive the franchise.
We'll see.
Maybe if it does well on the new console.
I'm sure it will, because there's no legal way to get the game anymore. Like, for a long time. You have to just pirate it.
As was pointed out by Sally?
Yeah. But, that was funny. That VO of the kid. Just so funny. But anyway. All right. Well, I guess that'll wrap it up for this episode. So thank you guys for joining. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Isley. And thank you, Zaya.
Yep.
And we will see you all next time.
Later.
Bye.